How many of you got to meet new family members today? Yeah? Good. Got to see some hands here. Fantastic. Pastor Perry, would you like to come up and share? The man, the myth, the legend? Usher. Oh, the ushers. Yeah, I'm sorry. Ushers, would you like to come forward? Thank you. And this is Barb Gardner. Barb is an amazing woman of God. If you haven't got the chance to meet her, please, please say hello to her at some point in your life. You will not regret it. Some point in your life.
Let's thank the Lord for the offering. Father God, I thank you for each one that has given, especially those who have given sacrificially, like the widow and the word. And Lord, we thank you that in this year you're doing a new thing. And so we just ask you to spring forth that thing that you even want to do in our church finances, oh God. We ask for financial miracles, Lord, that we can do the things that you have called us to do that we've not been able to do for lack of funds. We thank you and we praise you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
And this is Pastor Perry. You may know him. He is a pretty popular guy here, but he was going to share the announcements this morning.
Thank you, Josh. Appreciate that. We do have, we're going to take a moment, and at each row, there's a small booklet. We call it our care sheet booklet, and it's just a way to communicate with one another. If you're a guest with us today, I want to welcome you and ask if you would take a moment to fill this out. If you've been here before and you filled it out, just let us know if you'll write your name in and then any prayer requests, or at least just let us know you've been here. Also, if you're a guest, we do encourage you to stop by our countertop because we do have a gift for all of our guests. Some things that are coming up here. This coming Friday is our best thing, and that's open to anyone. It's a great time to come and just have more of a soaking time with the Lord in his presence and worship. That's this Friday. That's Shiloh. If she would like to come up while Shiloh's coming up, going to share with us about a women's event we're having in a couple weeks. This next Saturday is our first launching of our food ministry here in our community. The goal is to give out about 10,000 pounds of fresh produce into our community. So, and I appreciate Jose and Lisa Mendoza for jumping in and being the point people leading that. If you've not got to sign up, but you really feel like or something's worked out in your schedule, you can help. If you could be here around 9 o'clock, and they'll show you there's things for everybody that can do. So anybody can come and help be a part of that. So this is Shiloh Simpson, and she's going to share us about an event.
Good morning. So I've shared the last couple weeks about this event that's coming up, and we really just want to encourage all adult women to purchase a ticket to this event. It is called A New Year, A New You, and we're just going to hear from several ladies. Marcella's going to share, and Annette Taylor, and myself. And so it's just going to be a time of fellowship, a time of relaxing, a time to just soak in a little bit and hear from some ladies about how God has transformed their lives. And if you're here today and you're a visitor, we'd like for you to have a ticket for $5. The regular price is $10. So, and also, if you're a regular person here and you buy your ticket for $10, you can buy one for a friend for $5. So Amanda and I are going to sell tickets after church today. And next, if you're irregular, Deb, we can pray for you after church. We want you to have a ticket, so you know if there's a financial burden, we would like to just give you a ticket. Just come to the table if you want to come. We want to make a way for you to be at this event. Okay.
Thank you, Shiloh. That's going to be a great, great time. A couple other things to point out. A couple weeks, we're going to have what's called Discover Marian Christian Center, and we're moving it to our 9:30 time. If you're newer to the church, we want to invite you to that. It's just a time to get together and share a little bit more about who we are, our vision, our goals here as a church. And so that'll be coming up in a couple weeks. And just some announcements that's not in your bulletin. I know how many of you know Ed Slaybaugh. Remember, well, Ed went to be with Jesus this week. He's 102 years old, so we celebrate with Ed. But, you know, he lived 102 in this body, and he lives forever with Jesus. So that's. But if you're interested, the services are going to be next Friday from 3 to 7, at, it's called Miller, Monster, and Robbins Funeral Home. But all this is in Connersville, Indiana. So Connersville is just a little bit south of Richmond. And then the funeral is next Saturday. Visitation's at 10, and the funeral is at 11. Last thing, those of you who know Monique Ward, I know Monique's not here today. Monique has a desire. She wants to go on a mission trip with a ministry, and it's down in Haiti. And so if you would like to support her, she needs about $600 by February 1st. And so we're going. The church is giving her some, but she needs another about $600 to make the deadline. So if that's something you're interested in, you can let us know at the office. You can put in the offering, or you can check with Monique or David. Patrice Isley is her small group leader. You can check with them and connect with them. So God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Perry. I want to add one more thing. If you remember last year, we did the Marian Date Night, where our church hosted child care for parents where they can go out into the community and have date night, right? So we decided that we're going to try to do that again. And this date is going to be on February 24th. If you have any interest in helping, because our desire is we want to serve the community. So if you want to help and if you want to just jump in and help us provide that child care and food and all that fun stuff, we're going to do that on February 24th. Get a hold of me or Ben or Elizabeth Moore or Tina and Jason Jordan, or contact the church office and we'll fill you in on the details. We'll have a meeting in about 2 weeks or so. For anybody interested in helping, we'll kind of go through the logistics and kind of how all these things plan out. But we are going to provide child care for a night for families to go out and do life together, because out of our heart and our passion, we thought, how would Marian be impacted if we had a family that, or a marriage that had a zero divorce rate and had healthy families? So we just want to kind of sow into that vision and provide that service to the community. All right. So once again, we have some leaders from our church that are going to have the opportunity to share this morning. We're going to have four of them, actually. And the first one's actually going to be Gene Curtis. If you all know Gene. And then after Gene's done, she will introduce the next one, which is Mr. Zucker.
If I could have my helpers come up, please. Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to thank Pastor Perry and Lois for allowing me to speak to all of you today. I find that it's a privilege and an honor to be able to share with you today. And I've asked some of the youth to kind of help me with something, okay? So they're just going to be doing their thing, all right? My topic is called Expect the Unexpected, okay? Expect the unexpected, all right. And I'm going to give several scriptures. I'm not going to go in to read all of them just for the sake of time this morning, because I know there's some other people that are going to be sharing. But in Matthew 24, verse 44a, it says, "So you also must be ready." Okay, so keep that in mind. You must be ready. And that's what I believe. I believe God is calling each one of us to be ready, okay? He's asking us to be willing to step out in faith, and he wants us to do something that's out of our comfort zone. And I will be the first to say, I like my little comfort zone, okay? I like to just, you know, stay and do what I know I'm supposed to be doing, but God is, I believe, is asking all of us to step out of our comfort zones and do what he asks us to do. So, again, expect the unexpected, all right? I'm going to look at a few people from the Bible who I believe God asked them to expect the unexpected. Things happened in their life and they had to do some things for God. The first one is Abraham. Okay, and you all know the story about Abraham. And so I'm going to do from Genesis chapter 18, verse 9 through 15. And you know, God promised Abraham that he was going to have a son. Now, y'all know that Abraham was a little old by that time. So when God came to speak to him about that, and to Sarah, and I'm just going to say, if God came to me and said, hey, you're going to have a baby when I was like almost 100 years old, I'd be like, I don't think so. I don't know about you ladies, but I'd be like, I don't think that's going to work, okay? But they were faithful. Abraham and Sarah were faithful, and God provided them with a son, and that son's name was Isaac. Well, a little while later, God said to Abraham, I want you to take your son that I gave you, and I want you to take him up to this mountain, and I want you to sacrifice him. Now, again, as a mom, I'd be like, are you sure about that, God? I mean, and I would definitely be questioning God. But Abraham stepped out in faith. And when he did that, God provided an unexpected thing. He provided a ram that Abraham could use as the sacrifice that God wanted. Okay. Abraham was just a person, just like us. Okay? He wasn't any better, any worse. He was a person just like us. Then there was Moses. All right? Moses was just doing his thing. He's out tending his flocks, you know. And all of a sudden, boom, there's this burning bush in the middle of this big expanse. I'm sure Moses was like, what is that for? But God had a plan for Moses too. And God called Moses to lead his people out of captivity. So Moses had to choose to do what God asked him to do. That's kind of like us. We have to choose to do what God's asking us to do. We have to expect the unexpected. Now, in the New Testament, I mean, there's like hundreds of people we could look at, but I want to look at Saul. And from Acts 9, this is when Saul had his conversion. Okay, he's just, if you remember who Saul was, he was a guy who was really persecuting believers. I mean, he was going to kill, that was his goal, I'm going to kill believers. Okay, so he's just doing, minding his own business, doing his thing, you know, and God knocks him off his horse as he's traveling to Damascus. Okay, so his friends had to lead him, because he was blind by that time, his friends had to lead him into Damascus. Now, there was this guy called Ananias who God said, I want you to go to Saul and I want you to pray for him. Now, again, I don't know about you all, but Ananias knew what Saul was doing, all right? I mean, he knew that Saul was killing believers. But Ananias said, okay, I'll do it. And he did that. And when he did that, there was a powerful thing that happened in Saul's life. He became a Christian. And then he became this famous person who walked out his life doing what God asked him to do. Now, we have Mary, the mother of Jesus. So you have to imagine, and Pastor Perry shared about this, you know, she was very young, and this angel comes to her and says, you're going to have a baby. You think, well, no big deal. But here's a big but. You're not going to be with a man, okay? It's going to be a divine, you know, you're going to divinely have a baby in you. And, you know, I think about these people and I think they're not any different than we are, okay? But here's God calling them and asking them to do these things. But Mary said, okay, I will do this. I will trust you, God. I will step out. I will expect the unexpected. And she did. And so we have Jesus, yay, who came for us to save us from our sins. Now, so in conclusion, God may not call you to be the father of the nations like Abraham was. He may not call you to lead a people out of captivity. Or he may not call you to minister to someone who is killing his people. Or to give birth to the Son of God, the Son of Man. which I know you won't because that was a one and only time thing. So we don't have to worry about that, ladies. Yay. But he may call you to lead a small group. He may call you to minister to ones who are in some kind of addiction. Or he may call you to minister to someone at school or work. Or he may just call you just to talk one-on-one with somebody to help them out. Each of these people, and that's who we are again, we're just people. They were just like us, but they were willing to step out in faith when God called them to step out of their comfort zones. Okay, 3, 2, 1, and expect the unexpected.
Thank you.
They tossed it back. It's yours then. Brant Zucker, you're up.
Good morning. Belated Happy New Year to you. Yeah. Pastor Perry and Lois, thank you again for this time to share, and we value that, and thank you again. So my topic is about encouraging and building yourself up. Any of us need that? I know I do. And, you know, at this time we'll look, there's many prophetic themes that are going on, the major themes down to the details of personal life, and we know those are going to continue on because God loves to communicate to us, and yet it is living it out. And so looking at all that, I kind of looking at another tool to put in my toolbox. I love tools. I leverage and get things done. And so looking at Psalms 118:24, this is the day that the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Well, if God made it, is today a perfect day? He made it. There's still sin in the world, but he made this day. And so what are we supposed to do? Well, we're supposed to respond, it says, what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Well, sometimes, you know, the day that maybe I smashed my foot or the wrench did give way and smashed my finger, that isn't a day that I necessarily like to rejoice in. But yet, no matter what day, it says this is the day he's made and to rejoice in it. So it's kind of like by faith. He made it. There's things that happen, and we live that day out. And so in that, we call it today. So how old are you in your mind? You don't need to tell me, but how old are you? Pick a number, not any number, but the number. And so look to the left and right of you. There's other numbers that are maybe a little higher, the same, down, wherever they might be. And so, yeah, we are right today, right where God put us, right here, right now. And did he make a mistake when he made you? Obviously, he didn't. He made you exactly the way he wanted to make you, each of us, and his gifts and callings that he's given us. And so as you look at it, like, well, what does that all mean, being the body of Christ and how we work together and what that all means? And we call it generational and what that might fit together. And I love, as it's been said, the themes of today that we're his family. You know, he made that. He designed that. And how that all works together, how we are common together and yet unique as individuals. And so, you know, as we look at that and come together, if you look at Ecclesiastes, to everything there is a season, there's a time for every purpose under heaven. And so with that, you know, all this is going on, where we all are, and yet we are common together, what's going on, Marian Christian Center and Marian and all together, and yet he has a theme that's unique to you. And so with that, we're to live it out. We are in the arena of what, as it was said, as the days, as at times may be unexpected, as Gene mentioned, and it's going to fit so well in the end of what I had. God had that plan. So with that, I just want you to know there's a time and purpose for each one of us. All our days full of what he's given us. And so then in Hebrews, it says in Hebrews 12:1, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which easily ensnares us, and to let us run with endurance the race that God set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, at times, well, I do like to be in control. Lynn might even verify that. But, there is laying out that plan of what we're to do, our responsibilities. But then God is, it says, the author and finisher of our faith. And so some of it is, letting him do his part too. And so in that is the day, we're to plan and our heart towards him and yet allow him the process. And more times than not, it's just not finished in the time frame that I would like. So again, I guess that might be about control. Anyways, encourage and build ourselves up. 2 Timothy 1:6-7. I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of hands. For the Spirit of God gave us not to make us timid, but to give us power, love, and a sound mind. And so I've had a couple days in my life that I've had to deal with a battle of a sound mind. That was the example I'm going to give that Gene mentioned, the day of unex-